Hello again, everyone. I'm still here. I've now been here an hour and 10 minutes. And I can't expect anything for at least another 20. Oh, excuse me. I've had a bit of a diversion because the physiotherapist came back and she saw me still waiting here, so she went to check that they booked the transport, which they have now. She's very nice. Her name's Ellen, and she's either Australian or New Zealand, I'm not sure, because I can't tell the difference, but she's really friendly. And I asked her if there was anywhere I could get something to eat, and she said there was somewhere. But I said, do they take cars? And she said, no, it's cash only, because there's a vending machine and another place that doesn't take cards. And then she said the there's another place across the road, like a little cafe or baker's shop, that do take cards. So she offered to walk me over there, which I thought was really nice. So we went over there. And I got a sandwich and a drink. Had a really nice sandwich. It was hummus and roasted vegetables, which I'm not sure what they were. I think they were aubergines or courgettes, onions, peppers. I don't think there was any tomato.
There's some facial wipes on the floor. Are they yours?
Oh yeah, they are, yeah, sorry. I forgot to put them back in my bag. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sit.
Yeah, and I when I got my sandwich, it was in a, wasn't in the, like, they made it up for me, so it was hummus and I think there was aubergine and courgettes and avocado. It was really nice, but it wasn't in one of those wrapper things, it was just in a a paper bag. So when I took it out, it kind of wasn't firmly stuck together, and I dropped a bit of the vegetable on the floor. Niall did think about going for it, but I told him off and I made him sit there facing the other way. And when I finished, I always carry wipes around with me, so I picked it up off the floor and I just wiped the floor over, and I forgot to put the packet of wipes back in my bag.
So maybe I don't. Sorry, but I think she's something that she
told
about.
Yeah.
And I had an orange and passion fruit J2O. And she even told me where the bin was. So I went and found the bin and got rid of it all. So, all the rubbish. So now I just continue to wait. And there's nothing I can do about it. Obi's at home filling in an application form. He's been working this morning, but he's filling in an application form for a permanent position at a local care home. So I hope something comes of that. I really do. Because that would make life much more easy. Unless they want him to work 5 nights a week, which he just won't do. So that's very hard on somebody because it really messes your routine up. And we're like ships that pass in the night when that happens, and it's really not very nice. I can hear a Nigerian man talking. And a lady. Anyway, that's it. There's nothing else to report. It's gone very quiet again. I just want to get home now, you know. This is the frustrating part, because I don't know how to get here on public transport. You know, when I go up to King's, up until this year, I've always gone up on the train, unless there's been two occasions when I couldn't, one, or I didn't want to. One was when Niall was off duty last year. No, not last year, the year before, when they were trying him out on his epilepsy medication. And so I wasn't allowed to work him or take him out for a month. So I got transport then. And another time was last year when I had my tube fitted because, you know, I had to come home in transport. So I thought I might as well get transport up there as well. Actually, did I get transport up there? No, I didn't. I went with Connor. Connor came with me. We went on the train. We came back in the transport. That was the time I had to wait 3 hours. And when I'd had the catheter fitted, the line. It was actually really painful because by the time 3 hours had gone by, the local anaesthetic had started to wear off, so I was in quite a lot of pain sitting down like that. I'm going to sneeze, I think. Oh, excuse me. And that was no joke. So up until this year, I've always come on the train to King's College, or gone on the train, but I don't know how to get to, this is Dulwich, and I don't know how to get here on transport from home. At King's is easy, I just get a train straight there. And I hope to be doing that again soon. Because at least when you're finished then you can just go home. I haven't got all this waiting around at either end. Anyway. I'm going to upload this. I started to listen to some booze, but then had a diversion while I was taken to get something to eat. Anyway, I'll speak soon, hopefully. Next time you really will hear me will be from chapter 1. Bye for now.